Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, that's one word that fits Kroger Tender Ray Beef to a T. Delicious. Why, it couldn't be anything else but delicious. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray beef is luscious red, rich in savory juices, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. Visit your Kroger store and buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Always fresh, always tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Determined to find out what it is that her family and friends find such an interesting topic of conversation, Penny Gibbs has asked just about everyone except young Nora and Freddie Lang. So this evening, just before dinner, she makes Nora look up from her knitting by saying,
Nora, hmm? Nora, are you the curious type? Hmm? Who, me, Penny? Mm-hmm. Oh, crickets, I don't think so. But when something's going on that you don't know about, doesn't it bother you? No, I figure that if I don't know about it, I'm not supposed to know about it. Well, that isn't unless it's something I ought to know about.
Now, just what sense did that make?
Not much again. Oh, I've lost my count.
Darling, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Oh, no, if I just paid attention to my knitting, too. Let's see. 11. Oh, it's all right. What were we talking about?
Curiosity.
Oh, yes. Curious thing, isn't it?
Nora. Nora, you know exactly what I'm leading up to, don't you?
Oh, no, I haven't the slightest idea, Penny. You're leading up to something?
You know very well I'm leading up to something.
Well, if you say so, but believe me, Penny, up until now, I didn't.
Oh, everybody's so evasive. I'd expect it from most of the others. Mother and Jed and Pat and Angela. They all know something, and for some reason or other, they think they ought to keep it from me. I have an idea that they've let you in on it, too.
Oh, crickets, why should they?
Because it's a family affair of some kind. Maybe a joke or a plot or a plan. But you're considered one of the family, you and Freddie both.
Oh, Penny, you ought to know I'd never play a joke on you.
Well, then it isn't a joke, but you are in on it, whatever it is.
You're awfully positive, aren't you?
I'm awfully determined to find out what's going on, Nora. And someone is going to tell me what it is.
I'm awfully sorry, Penny, but I can't.
You mean you won't?
You're saying I know what it is.
I'm positive you know what it is, Nora. A few days ago, you and Freddie were talking. I came into the room and you both stopped talking right in the middle of the sentence.
Well, Penny, there might be a perfectly simple explanation for that. Probably what we were talking about at the time would have had absolutely no interest for you.
Nora, it wasn't that you just stopped talking. You both looked at me and smiled and then looked a little flustered as you fumbled around for something new to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure you're just imagining that, Penny. And besides, I've never known Freddie to have any trouble knowing what to say.
No, I never have either until this time. That's why I'm so sure you were talking about something you didn't want me to hear, Nora. Something important. Something that concerns me. Nora, what were you talking about?
I don't remember,
Penny. You do remember. You probably talked about it many times. You were talking to Helen Burroughs last night and stopped when I entered the room.
Penny, you're just imagining things. Crickets, I'd tell you if I thought it was anything you should know. I mean...
What was anything I should know?
Nothing, Penny. I mean... Oh, Cricket.
Oh, darling, I didn't trick you into that slip. You made it quite naturally. There is talk, and you know about it. You'll have to admit that much.
Penny, why don't
you mind. You've admitted it already, without meaning to.
I haven't admitted anything.
You have, darling. Now I want you to tell me what it is.
You tell me what it is that I've admitted.
That you've been told something, and you've told others about it.
Well, Penny, I've been told a lot of things.
I've been told I'm going to have a baby.
Nora, you're just being evasive.
Oh, crickets, Penny, I don't know
Look,
why...
Look, darling, listen to me. If people were talking, and you saw them talking and they acted strangely the minute you were around, wouldn't you wonder what it was about? Wouldn't you be curious?
I guess so.
You know so. Nora, I'm almost frantic with curiosity. It's that bad now.
I'm awfully sorry.
Darling, if you were really sorry, you'd tell me.
But I don't know what to tell you,
what
Penny.
You've been talking about, Nora, what everybody's been talking about.
There's nothing I can tell you.
Hey, folks, look. Barbara's home from the fields.
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Hi, sweetheart. How about a kiss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the prettiest thing I've seen since I brought in the cows from the pasture.
Here.
Mm. Something to come home to. Hi, Gibbsy.
Hello. Don't expect a kiss from me, Freddie. I'm not your wife, and I'm not in the mood.
Well, what's the matter?
You know all about it, too, Freddie. I don't even hope to get any help from you.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, Freddie, Penny thinks everybody's talking about something and keeping it from her. And you know that's not true, don't you, Freddie?
Why, no. Gosh, nobody's saying anything that I know of.
Freddie Lang, you're as bad as everybody else.
Thanks for the compliment, Gibbsy. I used to be a whole lot worse, remember?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to find out.
About what?
What everybody's talking about. They admit there is talk. They know what it is, but they won't tell me. Everybody. Angela
Crickets,
and Nora.
I haven't admitted anything.
Nora, I hope you haven't said anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know about it too, don't you, Freddie?
Why?
And now I'm more positive than ever that I'm right, that it is about me.
No, Gibbsy, no. That isn't what I meant when I said I hope Nora didn't say anything. I said that because I just thought... Well, you know, I just didn't want you to get any wrong ideas.
Freddie, that's not so.
Well, I'm sorry. Almost 6 o'clock, isn't it? I promised to drive down and pick Helen up. Left her down to Village Square on the way home from the farm.
Maybe I better go with you, Freddie.
Yeah, sure, Nora.
No,
if you want
no,
to,
Nora, you don't have to leave just to keep from answering my questions. I won't ask you again. I'm going up to my room. Don't bother to call me for dinner. Suddenly, I seem to have lost my appetite. A little while ago, I remember that I was starved.
So she went on up to her room, Helen. And she isn't coming down for supper, either.
Hmm. What's she pouting about?
Plenty.
Well, she ain't... I mean, isn't the kind of pout about anything simple, Freddie. What's the matter?
Oh, you know all about it. It's what Johnny told all of us. And he told us not to tell her. She's wise. She knows that something's up and it's driving her crazy not knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it would. It's plenty tough having your life kicked around for you. And not even getting a hint as to who's going to do the kicking. Tough. Plenty.
Who is it?
It's me, Penny. Helen. Helen Burroughs. Can I come in?
All right.
Hey, we sure had a good feed tonight. You missed something.
I wasn't very hungry, Helen. I'm still not very hungry.
Well, Sarah told me to come up and ask. She'll fix you some soup or something if you...
Hey.
What? You've been crying, Penny.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, you can't kid me. I've cried enough myself to know when eyes have been running over.
All right, maybe I have been crying just a little bit. But I stopped a long time ago.
Oh, that's good. Hey. Look out the window, Penny. That's a grade A sunset out there.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
Sure is. You remember the last time we sat in the window here in your room? Just the two of us? You told me about sunsets. Something I'd never seen. Something I didn't know nothing about.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I've started looking at them every evening, Penny. And they're just what you said they was. A lot better to look at when night's coming down on top of you. A lot better to look at than the brick wall of the building across the alley from you and Wash hanging out on the line.
I should imagine so.
Well, that wasn't meant as no joke. I look at the sunset every evening, Penny. And like you said, I feel good. I feel like there's nothing to be afraid of when it gets dark. And that something nice will happen when it's tomorrow. And you know something, Penny?
Know what, dear?
I never wanted any tomorrow. Till I came here. Till I knew what it's like to have friends, to feel I got a place and that people don't hate me.
You were wrong ever to think that people hated you, Helen.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I made them hate me because I hated them. And now I don't hate no one no more. Now all I want is to be nice to people because they're so nice to me.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah didn't send me up here to ask you about any soup. Coming up here was my own idea.
Oh?
Freddy told me on the way up from the village square.
Freddy told you what?
That you feel kind of bad. And why?
I see.
Do you? Now, look, Penny. I know what it's like to have people kick you around.
Ellen, no one is, as you say, kicking me around.
Oh, I think they are. I don't think they mean to, or they wouldn't be doing it. They ain't... aren't that kind.
No, they're not.
Yeah, but they're kicking you around just the same. Kicking your life around.
What do you mean, Helen?
I mean, with all this stuff they're talking about.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. Nora told me. A long time ago. A couple of weeks ago, anyhow. Yeah, I know what it's all about.
But of course you can't tell me.
I promise not to. They all promise not to. That's why they ain't told you.
All right. I won't ask you either. I know there's no use.
You don't have to ask me, Penny. I think you got a right to know what it's all about. Because it's about you. And what's going to happen to you. If it's okay with you. So, I'll tell you what it is.
Helen. Helen, you aren't joking, are you?
No. I ain't joking. It's about you and Johnny Keith. And why he figured he'd stick in Rossville.
About Johnny and me?
Yeah. He's got it in his head. He's gonna marry you. And that you're a cinch to say it's okay with you.
So Helen Burroughs has revealed the secret that others have done so well to keep. Now Penny knows Johnny's intentions. What will happen now? Will Penny's knowledge of his plans bring success to Johnny or cause them to fail? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. There's just no two ways about it, ladies. Kroger Tender Ray beef is simply delicious. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. But that's not all. Besides offering you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. You get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. And ladies, please remember this about the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Kroger Tender Ray beef is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And your Kroger store gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.